Welcome to the Inside the Boards podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you learn to think like a question writer so you can study smarter, not harder, and succeed in medical school. And now here's your host, Patrick Beeman.
Hey everyone, it's Patrick from the Inside the Boards podcast, the podcast you are currently listening to. This is the third and final part of an interview I did about myself, with Max Cooper, who's been collaborating with Inside the Boards to make a question dissections, pathology and ethics / health system science series. And you can kind of find out what that's all about over on the Inside the Boards Study Smarter channel. This is more of a general interview, and in it I cover how Inside the Boards started and some of my other, I guess, non-exactly medical education interests, namely in how Inside the Boards became or expanded into the company Ars Longa Media. That's ArsLonga.media if you want to check out the website. But ALM is essentially a health media and creativity company. We do a bunch of cool things, mostly making podcasts, but we're really, you know, operating wherever health and creativity intersect, which is why I'm trying to start a record label, getting into some music stuff. So enjoy this interview. And if you want to hear the full thing, you can go to your podcatcher and just search The Da Vinci Hour with Max Cooper and take a listen to that. But our question of the day first is an example from Khan's Cases. You can get an audio version of Khan's Cases, an excellent resource for your medical ethics prep for any step level, in the Inside the Boards Audio QBank app. You sign up for a premium subscription and get our All Audio QBank, the audio version of Khan's Cases, Lecturio's Top 100 Pharmacology Questions, and some other stuff. So head over to insidetheboards.com to learn more. And right now, we'll just kind of launch into this quick little example question. Thanks so much for listening. Appreciate it. I really, really do appreciate it, because I would not keep doing this for the past almost 6 years in July if it weren't for the people who continue to show up, listen to us, and share this podcast and leave us kind reviews. It's very encouraging to me, and I hope that our work also encourages you in your studies and life to keep going and to become the best doctor you can be, because, you know, it's an awesome profession, and we are privileged to be able to, you know, be the guardians of people's health and be leaders in healthcare, which is our calling. So here's the case example.
Case 50. You admit a 76-year-old male with pneumonia. His past medical history is significant for coronary artery disease, diabetes, and hypertension. He admits to smoking a pack of cigarettes daily. You start treatment with antibiotics and inhalers. Which is the most important topic to discuss with the patient at this time? A. Education about quitting smoking to lessen the chance of dying from heart or lung disease. B. Ask about an advance directive and the patient's wishes for end-of-life care. C. Education about the need to exercise to improve heart health. D. Ask about a will so that if something happens during the hospitalization, his affairs are in order. Or E. Ensure the patient has refills so that he is compliant with his medications when discharged. And the correct answer is B. Ask about an advance directive and the patient's wishes for end-of-life care. All of the other issues are non-acute and therefore non-essential to discuss during the admission process. All patients, when admitted, should be asked about advance planning and the presence of an advance directive. There is no way to predict what will happen during a patient's hospitalization, and now is the time to clarify what he or she would want done should the need to make decisions arise.
All right, and now for today's interview.
So we've covered your clinical practice. I want to definitely get into your other passion in medical education. So you were obviously one of the early people at Online MedEd, which has exploded into, you know, a huge you know, online medical education company and resource, you know, worldwide. So maybe kind of take us through your journey through the kind of the medical education world, you know, online med ed, and then obviously, you know, inside the boards and where you are now.
Yeah. So, as a medical student, coming from philosophy, I had to change the way I studied, and I figured out that doing practice questions was the way to go for exams. And started writing content along those lines as a fourth year medical student, continued that throughout residency. Like I said, I was the medical or the director of content for an osteopathic question bank for a while. And then I've written thousands or edited thousands of questions. Started inside the boards in 2015 because what I had learned, I think, through writing all of these multiple choice questions in a National Board of Medical Examiners format and really staying steeped in their author's guidelines, that you could take the principles of good, you know, knowledge evaluation or test taking, ideal, you know, item construction, and then apply it to your study. That's really, you know, what helped me be able to go from like 20th percentile standardized exam scores on like shelves to 99th percentile once things kind of clicked. And I weighted everything basically towards doing multiple choice questions for study purposes. I figured you could teach that to people. They didn't have to get a job doing it. And that's why I started inside the boards, because I was hoping like, you know, here's this, I'd come out of like this burnout and had some significant mental health struggles, had this, acquired a pretty decent facility in writing questions and teaching people how to answer them. And so I started the podcast, 2016, just kept doing it. Got to early on, one of our guests was Dustin from Online MedEd, one of our earliest guests and one of the best, honestly, interviews and episodes I ever did for this thing in the past 6 years. Really interesting character, Dustin, and has his heart in the right place. Really, honestly, everybody did it at Online MedEd, like as a company, just they're worth supporting. Like I wanted to be a part of that through my work at Inside the Boards, meeting Dustin. I got to spend a year as the director of undergraduate medical education. So essentially the question bank guy, once I got out of the military and moved back to my hometown near Cleveland, Lorraine, to be near my kids. And then subsequently Inside the Boards has grown from one podcast to 7 or 8, depending on if you join our network. So, so we produce shows for mainly students studying for step one and two. We have two original ones, Inside the Boards, the main original OG podcast, which is mainly interview based. Still with each episode, we try to break down one multiple choice questions, kind of help you to think like a question writer. We have a straight up like all question breakdowns show called the Study Smarter Podcast. We produce a Physiology by Physio show from the guys at Physio. One of my partners in Inside the Boards, Ted O'Connell, wrote Crush Step 1 and the recent editions of USMLE Step 2 Secrets and Step 3 Secrets. Plus a bunch of other things. We have a podcast version of USMLE Step 2 Secrets and Crush Step 1, Ted's books, as well as another Elsevier title series from Dr. Raj. That's Raj Dasgupta, called Beyond the Pearls. His series, Beyond the Pearls or Morning Report, all case-based, long-form, you know, breakdowns of clinical situations for testing purposes. Yeah. So trying to add some more. And with Inside the Boards, honestly, up, it's 2022. We've made more progress as an organization and a company. I've matured a lot, I think, as a leader in the past 3 months, probably than we have since the beginning when we really took off in that second kind of or third wave of podcasting in like 2016. Nobody was really doing USMLE prep podcasts, which was like, I was like, what? Like, that's crazy. So now we, you know, have sometimes up to like 100,000 downloads per month on our network, and ended up founding a separate health media endeavor called Ars Longa Media so that I could do like media podcasting work outside of just medical education. So I actually have like more like 20 podcasts in production or live, and trying to add more to create, you know, unified some content around addiction stuff and mental health, destigmatization, restoring, you know, the kind of humanism to medicine by philosophy content. And importantly, coming soon, the audio sketch comedy for healthcare, Code Periwinkle, which is going to be like SNL meets Grey's Anatomy meets John Oliver, or some other interview-based late-night show, but for medicine and on audio. It's going to be hilarious, I hope, and it's going to be built by all the listeners along with us who devote some of our professional time to this work.
One thing I wanted to ask you, just so the listeners are aware, you have a paid or a premium membership on your website and your app as well. What does that offer those users?
So we have a premium subscription to Inside the Boards, gives access to our all audio question bank for either the USMLE Step 1 or 2. That's kind of the core content or product that we offer. And then we uniquely also within our premium membership have like the high yield 100 pharmacology questions from Lecturio, and an audio version of Khan's cases, Medical Ethics 101 for the boards. And a lot of that's going to be revamped though. So that's coming soon too. I'm constantly trying to think of ways to ensure that we can continue to pay the people who work for us, and also those save med students money, because I hate having to charge people, but you know, you do have to pay to develop an app and maintain server storage and some like practical things like that. But I think we're close to figuring out a way to make it like super cheap and accessible, and to ensure that any money that goes to Inside the Boards, people know why it goes to Inside the Boards, where it goes, and feel that, you know, the value that they're getting just goes beyond the, you know, some audio. But you know, we are trying to produce things that help you study on the go, save you time so you can redeem it for your family, have your priorities set so you don't develop an addiction or mental health problems or relational, you know, catastrophes, and some of the things that people in medicine can be prone to that really should not be the case. So
sure. And I think going on that, I'll take a minute to kind of talk about what you and I are doing together with between Da Vinci Academy and Inside the Boards, where we're building our kind of, we have our weekly case series, Da Vinci Cases at Da Vinci Academy, which some of the listeners are probably aware of, but we're doing our Inside the Boards edition, which is basically Patrick and I joining forces to bring you that question dissection skill set that, you know, he has crafted so well on his podcasts. And then obviously we've been able to do on our Da Vinci Cases. And so we've, you know, released a few episodes already. And then I think that's going to be, you know, we're still working out the further details, but we're doing mainly pathology cases right now, but we hope to expand in other subjects, including Patrick's passion for ethics. And then, you know, making that also a kind of a add to the paid value as well of both paid users on your platform and on ours as well. So,
and we're trying to do it kind of open too, because like this is, hopefully we can be able to demonstrate that a cooperative approach inside the market, as it were, is worth pursuing more than the fierce competition that, you know, keeps us from accomplishing as much as we could. We all see it in med school, you know, but that doesn't need to continue. Like, we're leaders. We're going to be, you know, significant players in our communities. And if we do it together, that can really change communities, honestly.
Sure. Sure. I want to kind of finish on that. Ars Longa Media, I think, is really cool what you're doing with that, where, like you said, you've kind of used that to expand outside of just medical education. I guess maybe tell us a little bit. So you obviously, you have your Inside the Boards podcasts on there, but what other types of podcasts do you have on this? And is it like kind of, are you trying to form this? I think the way you've described it to me is almost like an Amazon Prime of podcasting, if you will, or in the kind of medicine and health and wellness type space.
Yes. So Ars Longa Media is a health media and creativity company. We want to operate wherever health, broadly considered, not just in more narrow medical or biological definition, not even just mental, but health broadly as possible, wherever health and creativity intersect. Because, I won't get into everything, but quickly, the Ars Longa Vita Brevis is a Latin term, usually translated as art is long, life is short. And it is, a lot of people don't, you know, elementary Latin 101 people, when they see this, don't realize that it's attributable to Hippocrates. So the art that's referred to there is the art of medicine. And being a doctor, it made sense to me to call it that, being somebody who loves Latin, or loved Latin when he had time and could learn it in an undergraduate context. Had to have a Latinate name, not compromising on that. For anybody out there who has tried to convince me that it should not be a Latinate name, you are wrong. Everything else we can collaborate on, but that's my hard line boundary. So art is long, life is short, or as more loosely, you know, art, creating stuff, creative endeavors perdure or endure beyond the brevity of life. And that goes to, you know, making lasting contributions, hopefully important contributions to somebody's day, whether Code Periwinkle brings them joy and respite from the, you know, stress of modern medical practice. We are producing content from Inside the Boards that helps somebody pass their USMLE and become a doctor while saving some time for getting their own oil changed or getting a health maintenance exam at their own physician. But yeah, so we create content in mainly three areas right now. Medical education, Inside the Boards is the bulk of that. More general healthcare things, like we have a show on our network, was an early COVID podcast, because we knew that fight was, you know, the information fight was going to be critical back February and March, and Ted O'Connell did a lot of work as a host of that show early on. Obviously, nobody really, it seems, cares about COVID anymore. And it's you know, we've really made progress against that. It was tough 2 years, tough on our families, on our individually, tough on these businesses. We have medical news by medical students in the Health Beat podcast. So healthcare, med ed, and mental health. So mental health and psychology, we have content right now mainly focused on healthy relationships. So there's one called healthy / toxic, because that looks cool. All about like toxic relationships and relational dynamics, which also learning that stuff, super useful in medicine. So healthy toxic, true crime psychology, and a cluster B personality disorder podcast. We're going to be moving into the music space and producing a show with a psychologist who has a music and mental health podcast, and going to be doing an addiction-related season on that. I can't wait to tell people about that one, but I can't yet. And so music, philosophy, I would like to get into. More to come on that, along with a Inside the Boards bioethics and health system science series. And aliens. I would like to get into aliens too. Not really, but I do have an idea for a show called Aliens and ... I will not go into that now. For more information, go to Tom DeLonge from formerly of Blink 182 and now of Angels and Airwaves. He can fill you in on that. So.
Awesome.
Right. Now everyone's going to think I'm into aliens and crazy. I think I'm crazy because I mentioned aliens rather than all the other things I just talked about trying to do at once.
No, you're certainly a very busy guy, and it was really interesting. You know, obviously we've been communicating pretty regularly for the last few months with our different projects and getting to know each other. But it was great to hear your story on, you know, both your clinical background and then obviously in medical education. And thanks for sharing that with us and your pearls of wisdom that you've picked up along the way. I guess we ask every guest this just to close out. When you're not doing all of these projects and, you know, practicing OB-GYN and addiction medicine, what do you do with your spare time? Because we kind of try to foster that, you know, outlet, you know, if you will.
Lately, home improvement, like laying flooring. So that's just a necessity of this current season in my life. But trying to get back into guitar, I did 9 years of classical guitar lessons growing up. But honestly, my go-to thing, I love video games. I really enjoy video games. I got an Oculus, which is crazy. And I have a PS, honestly, I have like all the game systems. I try to play at least once a week. Not always successful for like an hour or two. And then about every like 6 months, I'll spend like a week just like binging, and doing that with all my free time. And I don't know, it's a guilty pleasure, but I like it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll definitely put links to, you know, Inside the Boards, Ars Longa Media, in the show notes. Is there, if people want to reach out and, you know, collaborate or want to, you know, get involved in producing content for Inside the Boards or Ars Longa Media, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, you know what I would say is you can send me an email, patrick@arslonga, that's ArsLonga.media. You just Google Patrick C. Beeman, include the C in there as a middle initial. Trust me. If you don't, the other person is not me. Now everybody's going to Google it. But you'll see. I showed this to you, right?
Yeah, I think yeah, yeah, there's
D Beeman is a way different from Batman.
Yeah, C. I think you have a YouTube video on this on one of your
I might. Yeah, maybe that might be true. That sounds like me. That is true. So, yeah, just, you know, reach out. I can't promise I'll get back to you in a timely fashion, but I will try to get back to you or have somebody get back to you. If I myself can't. So
awesome. Well, Patrick, thank you again for coming on the Da Vinci Hour. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the conversation. I really do enjoy our conversations, and it is nice to be able to talk about myself for an hour and a half. Like, you know, it's kind of weird actually. I haven't not done this in a while, so hopefully I didn't bore you to death. I definitely appreciate the opportunity, and can't wait to see what else we keep doing week by week.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, all right, everybody, well, this will close out our conversation, and definitely keep your eyes out for the Da Vinci cases, Inside the Boards cases coming out soon.